It's 8:07 with this week's Pause Pet of the Week, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center and also L&J Industries, helping pets find their forever home.
If you love animals and are looking for a way to volunteer in the community, Paws of Charles City might be your answer. I'm JC Paws Assistant Manager, and we are always looking for people to help walk dogs, socialize our cats, help with fundraising events, foster homes, and loving adoptive homes. Paws Humane Society and L&J Industries, helping our furry friends find their forever home.
And with us this morning on the Paws a Pet of the Week, oh, I just scared her, we have Assistant Director J.C. Beichel joining us. Good morning, J.C.
Good morning, Chris.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I am doing all right. You brought a really friendly cat this morning. She's been loving up all on me. Of course, I've been loving on her, too, since you brought her in. Who'd you bring today?
So this morning I brought Lenora with me. She's so cute. She's been at the shelter since middle of January, so it's been a couple months, a little over 2 months now, and she's a really pretty calico cat, kind of a lighter calico, I guess you could say, and we thought she's about 5 months old, so she's about 7-8 months old now, and the only thing about her is since she's come in, she's had this really bad eye infection, and we've been treating it for several weeks, unfortunately, but we finally switched to a different medicine, and it's, I mean, pretty much cleared up now. It's kind of crazy how, like, bright-eyed she is and everything, and she's doing really, really good now, and she gets along with all the other cats that are out. Since she's about 8 months old, she would probably really loved having another cat to play with. I think she'd get along with dogs. She would probably get used to them after a while, as long as she could get away.
Yeah, she seems like a pretty laid-back cat.
Yeah.
Once she gets used to her surroundings.
I think she can be kind of bossy with the other cats at the shelter, but that's pretty typical calico cat behavior, I think. So, but such a sweet, sweet cat. Like I said, been at the shelter since January, so it'd be great to find her a home now that especially that her eye is doing a lot better and she looks like a completely different cat, just so much happier and not having any upper respiratory stuff going on.
One thing I noticed with her right away this morning is she doesn't like attention at all.
Yeah, not at all.
She literally just walked right into your arms.
Yeah.
But she gives hugs. She gives kisses. So yep. She's a really nice cat.
She's super nice. I know it's sad she's been at the shelter this long, but it's kind of been a little slow lately for adoptions, but hopefully we can find her a good home soon.
I was going to say, hopefully that'll change here in the next couple of days. Now, talk about adoption hours this weekend with it being Easter.
Yeah, so this weekend I'll be there Saturday 11 to 2, and then Sunday we will be closed for Easter. So if you'd like to come out this weekend, definitely come out on Saturday. You can see me 11 to 2. And like I said, we'll be closed Easter Sunday so our volunteers can spend time with their families. And obviously the cats and dogs will still be taken care of and given lots of treats and everything, but we will be closed to the public that day.
Unless you come out on Saturday and adopt, that'd be the best case scenario.
That's right.
So at least get the application started. Now, we do have some changes to some fundraisers coming up over the next few months. Talk about the big one.
Yeah, so if you've seen on Facebook, the Tattoos for Paws Rescues event has been canceled. So we're hoping to maybe reschedule that with a different tattoo shop somewhere. So definitely stay tuned to Facebook. But right now, the May 4th Tattoos for Paws Rescues event has been canceled. So just keep an eye on our Facebook page for any new events coming up. But one of the big events that we brought back this year is the Dog Jog, and that's June 1st. We're actually changing the name too. We kind of wanted to, reach out and try something different. So it's going to be called Paws Along the Cedar 5K.
Oh, so, cool.
Yeah, something a little bit different, something that doesn't quite indicate that you have to jog, because you definitely don't, and you don't have to bring an animal either. We do a 1 mile walk as well as a 5K, or 1 mile walk and run. A lot of people walk the 5K, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's kind of more enjoyable, especially if you've got a dog that can't fully walk a 5K. You can do the 1 mile, or like I said, you don't even have to bring a dog. Oh my gosh.
She's going after the
one. She is loving the plants now. But you can always bring, we will probably have some paws dogs available for walking too. If you'd like to walk one of our dogs, you can do that. We just ask if you bring your own dog that they're current on vaccinations, registered with the city, and then try to have them on a 6-foot leash or less. We don't really like those retractable leashes. They're kind of hard to control. So especially with having lots of animals there, it can be kind of hectic, but it's always a really fun time, and we usually have a lot of space. We're actually starting at the brewery this year, so at Tellurian Brewing will be our start and end time. If you remember Barktoberfest we did a couple years ago, we started there too, and it was a lot of fun. So this year we're going to start there. It'll be Saturday, June 1st. You can register online now for that, or you can register in person. We should have registration forms at the shelter sometime soon. They're still getting edited for that, but you can definitely stop in and see our animals, and I can direct you to getting that information, or I can always email you a paper application too, or a paper registration form.
All right, excellent. So that's a pretty popular event. There was just one added the other day, too, at a location right down the road from the station. Talk about that.
I'm trying to think. Oh, yes. I'm trying to think what that is. Many events. I know.
Hard to keep track of.
So the prologue is actually, we did this last year, and it was a lot of fun. We had a great group of dogs and cats to go with us. It's a snuggle and read at Prologue. And that will be April 26th from 4 to 5:30. So you can come out to Prologue anytime. We may stay a little bit later, too. We kind of wanted to put it at 5:30, but to end at 5:30. But we'll kind of see how our animals are feeling. And if, you know, some people don't get off work until 5 and they got to run home and change and they want to come out, and they, you know, don't be shied away if it ends at 5:30, because we'll more than likely be staying until probably 6 or so. But it all depends on how the animals are feeling and if they're getting a little too much stimulation there. But it was a lot of fun last year. We had a great group of kids come out, and basically the animals kind of took over the bookstore. We're running around and could cuddle up to the kids, and the kids could read to them. And you don't have to be a kid to come out either. You can definitely come out and just see our animals, and the ones that we have there that will be great with other animals and kids. And it's just a lot of fun. So we're really thankful for Prologue to do this again with us.
And what day is that coming up?
That is April 26th. April 26th. I think that's a Friday, from 4 to 5:30. AKA maybe 6 o'clock. So, yep, it's April 26th. So definitely stop out and see us and see all of our animals.
Excellent. How's donations coming along at the shelter?
Donations are doing pretty good. Always in need of paper towels, cat litter. We started getting a few more cats in lately, so definitely in need of cat litter. Kitten season is coming. The mom cat that I'm fostering still hasn't had her kittens, which I do not know how, because she is a big cat now. She's such a small frame, but her belly is so big. But we will be needing some KMR, kitten milk replacer. The powder works the best for us because we can freeze it and make it last longer. But usually we give like our foster homes with kittens a can of the KMR so they can kind of mix it up themselves and feed it as necessary. So you can get that at Tyson's, on Amazon, on Chewy. We have a Chewy wish list that you can go to as well and order it right online.
That's right. Plus you can donate funds via a PayPal and Venmo on the website now as well. PauseCharlesCity.com. I'm not sure what she's up to.
I don't know. She's very quiet now. You said, she would be quiet as soon as we got on the air.
I was trying to get her to meow into the microphone, but yeah, no. She's too comfortable now to meow. But
of course. She definitely was meowing in the truck. So if you want a cat that will keep you awake while you're driving, Lenora is the cat.
She is available for adoption. Once again, adoption hours on Saturday only this weekend due to Easter. Between what times?
11 to 2.
11 to 2. All right. Well, thank you very much for bringing Lenora in and yourself. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, JC. It's 8:17, 19 degrees right now in downtown Charles City. We're going to be talking Ducks Unlimited Banquet coming up.